it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Back at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Orioles here tonight looking for a second consecutive victory after a thrilling victory in the ballgame last night. Well done, Wellington. Castillo, big night for him. A couple of big home runs. A home run to tie the game in the fifth inning. And then the game-winning home run at the bottom of the 10th inning after almost an hour rain delay. What a way to end an evening at Camden Yards. In a moment, Buck Showalter, right after this.
Rocco Botko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Buck, the thrilling walk-off win last night. I know you didn't need another example of the team's resiliency, but is that what you were seeing again last night with two delays and that rough road trip and to win a game like that?
Yeah, you know, our guys, it's just to tell us when we play. You know, they're very mature about it. It's what we do, you know, and sometimes it's not always perfect weather and perfect situations, but I thought the bullpen did a real good job. Tilly got us through six innings, and, you know, one of the really pure stuff, Sanchez, about as hard as it gets, really good stuff, and our guys figured out a way. Of course, Castillo, Wellington came up big for us. It's a real tribute to him to come off the DL like that and be that productive right out of the chute.
I mean, he's batting 365 now. It's four straight three-hit games. You guys knew that he swung a good bat, but, I mean, how impressed are you that he's taking it to this level right now?
Well, you know, one thing about Wellington, and I said it last night, he's very tough mentally. This is a guy that really likes to compete. You know, he may not wear every emotion in the world on his sleeve, but he, you know, when you get picked to be the catcher for the Dominican Republic, you know, people know what you can bring. And I think he's a guy that's real easy to pull for by his teammates because he's really very sincere, and he's been a good big contributor for us.
This might be the first time in all the games I've covered where I've marked down a 2-5-3 caught stealing and a 1-6-4 double play. And were those plays executed exactly as you would draw them up?
Actually, they were. You know, very. You know, it's a great testament to all the work and time they spend in spring training on different things that could come up. Because, you know, guys who can fill their position and do some things are very. They contribute to themselves more than anything. But pitchers, you know, we really try to put a lot of emphasis on it and take a lot of pride in it, as do other clubs. And but our guys seem to really take a special concern for it, and it shows up.
Brad Brock had a big 1-2-3 inning, two called third strikes. I know the team needed that. How badly do you think Brad needed that as well?
You know, Rock, I don't think it was that big as far as he needed it to go forward and ever pitch well again. I really don't get into that. You know, these guys are good. The opposition's good. Brad's had a long track record now of being able to handle those things. It's not perfect every time you go out there, but, you know, he'll complain about having to throw 20 pitches to get three up, three down. You know, I know how it works, but, you know, we lead all of baseball in foul balls given up. We get deep into counts on a lot of people, so you know it'll take its toll sometime. But you know, Brad's not going to back away, and he's going to keep coming at you like he did last night.
Kevin Gausman on the mound tonight. Are we still in that position where you're just waiting for things to start to click with him? You know it's there, obviously.
Well, you know, to a point. You know, Kevin knows there's you know, he needs to pitch better. You know, it's like the guy that you know, want strokes on the hole. It doesn't work like that. You know, you don't get handicapped here, and people are going to step on you when you're down. So what do? Are you going to stand there and bleed, or are you going to do something about it? And I know Kevin's, you know, got his backup. I'm hoping that he can carry it over in the game today.
And what can you tell us about Mike Bolsinger?
We got a couple guys with some history with him. He pitched against our AAA club. We've seen, got a pretty good idea of what he's going to try to do. You know, plus curveball, I think it's been his calling card. And talking to a couple of our hitters and our people down in AAA, you know, it's a lot of times if guys can execute, it's tough, but I've got a feel for what he's going to try to do.
And finally, you have Seth Smith back atop the order. Do you like what Jonathan Scope gave you last night? Maybe not the prototypical leadoff hitter, but he drew two walks for the first time since 2015.
Well, most of that was because of his success against Sanchez. You know, he had a couple home runs, hitting 400 off him, and just wanted to get him up there as many times as I could off a guy that I knew would be out there for six or seven innings.
Thank you, Bucks. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
All right, Rock, thank you. Hey, Oriole catchers this season combined have hit 333. They've hit 11 doubles. They've had one triple. They've hit seven home runs, and they've knocked in 24 runs. People like Wellington Castillo, Caleb Joseph, and Francisco Pena. Caleb, big part of that, and he and Dave Johnson, they will visit in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
I'm here with Caleb Joseph. And Caleb, give us an idea, kind of mentally, what were you going through last year? Obviously, physically too, with some, you know, when you got whacked. But, you know, that whole thing last year, I mean, it had to be really tough on you mentally, kind of trying to grind through that whole thing up until where you are this year.
It was tough. It was difficult. Imagine wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, if you're at work or at home, just showing up and not being able to do what you do. So if you're an accountant, just not being able to run numbers. Or if you're a stay-at-home mom, not being able to take care of your kids. It was quite an interesting year. I've done it before. I've done it since I was a little leaguer, driving in runs, producing. I've had bad years, of course, but I've never had a historically bad year like I did last year. And it was quite a mental grind. I learned a lot. Even being in my 30, you know, age season, I learned a lot about perseverance and just not giving up. And thankfully, the Orioles didn't give up on me, and my teammates didn't. Was given a second chance, so to speak, and have felt really good so far this year.
You know, you've really solidified yourself as a bona fide big league catcher. I mean, here, yeah, you've been behind Matt Wieters, and now, yeah, Castillo's here, but you've filled in, obviously, very capably, and have really swung the bat really well at times. Yes, you had the lull last year, but give us an idea of kind of where you feel, you know, as a hitter at the big league level right now.
Yeah, right now, I feel great. Of course, 8 months ago, I wasn't sure about it, but I think that's normal with anybody who struggles. I mean, I think you can even take Manny, for example. 10 days ago, you know, I mean, he's scuffling for the first time really in his entire career. And it happens. Dave, you know, you've played in this game. You are going to face struggles. It's just a matter of the guys that can get out of it the quickest usually end up being probably the best players, the guys that make the adjustments. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that. But right now, I feel really good. And like I said at the beginning of the season, I feel like I have things that I was able to learn through last year that are allowing me to be successful now. Drills and certain mental approaches that I wasn't sure that I had last year. That you know, there's a thing called pressing, and it becomes it's like a ton of brick on you when you're struggling and when you're not playing and not getting a lot of opportunities. It really weighs on you, and you don't create it, you don't want it, and it's hard sometimes to shake it. But I feel really confident in what I've been able to do so far this year, and especially with my preparation. You know, preparation, you know, meets opportunity. That's kind of all you ask for. So whereas last year I was still kind of searching for things, this year I know exactly what I need to do. I know where to go, and I know how to get my body in certain positions, whereas last year I was all over the map, just grabbing at straws and peeing in the wind, really. And this year is much better, so hopefully it continues. And if you go one game over 4, I'm going to be okay, whereas last year I may have gripped that bat a little bit tighter.
You know, coming through the system, we kept hearing about Caleb Joseph, that he's this guy that he's going to be able to swing the bat, but he can't catch, and we got to find a position for him. And then even in Bowie, not that long before you actually came up to the big leagues, you're at first base, you're maybe in the outfield, you're DHing, and you're obviously your head's spinning at that point, because you're like, no, I can catch. And then you get here, and I'm really instantaneously, I'm watching you, I'm watching every game, I'm watching every pitch. This guy can catch. What happened?
You know, I think it's just part of the ride. I think it's part of my career. If you look, I'm going to have quite some stories for some grandkids. I mean, not only did I have a historically bad season in 2016, one of the worst players ever to play the game in 16, but the year before, I made Major League history by hitting 5 home runs in 5 days. So I have these really odd, like, swings, like mountaintop experiences and just lowest of the valley experiences. And I felt a lot of those when I was in the minor leagues, too. I felt like, man, why don't they think I can catch? And, you know, thankfully I had guys like Don Warner that really believed in me. Brady Anderson believed in me. And then getting to big league camp and being able to show what you can do in front of Buck and JR. And JR has helped a ton. It's guys like these that when you get an opportunity, you have to take full advantage of it. But, yeah, it's been quite a roller coaster ride. And just the irony of not making it because you couldn't catch, or the perception that you couldn't catch, and then spending an entire year not being able to hit. It's perfect for my for my career, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
All right, that is good stuff right there. Caleb Joseph with Dave Johnson on the warm-up show. Game two coming up, Orioles and the Blue Jays on the Orioles Radio Network. Hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Dave Johnson back at Camden Yards. And again, in the win column, as again, they beat the Blue Jays. And for the second consecutive game, Wellington Castillo delivers a game-winning home run. Tonight, it came with two men aboard in a game of 7-5 victory in game two of a three-game series. Kevin Gausman started tonight, and right away, he was into some immediate difficulty in the top of the first inning. Pilar singled, and then Carrera got a base on balls. And then Bautista came up, an infield single. And so suddenly the Blue Jays had the bases loaded with nobody out. That's when Kendrys Morales came up to hit, and that's when Kevin Gausman, for the first time tonight, he found his best friend. Yeah, the right-hander sets, and he delivers. Fastball, ground ball, up the middle, scope, backhands it. Underhand to Hardy, one, and the relay, two, double play. The run scores, but it's a two-for-one deal. The Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead, and Gausman will take that.
Absolutely. You're going to give up. Usually, and even in that situation, to stay out of the beginning, you give up a run for an out. He was able to give up a run for two.
Yeah, nicely done. And then Smoke came up to hit, and that's when Gausman would end the inning. 3-2. Here we go. He sets. Looks at third. He comes home. Fastball. Got him. Swinging. Fastball. 98. Inning over.
Yeah, I think Kevin said, I'm tired of this. I'm going to take care of it right here.
And he did. And right away, Orioles got even. Right away, bottom of the first inning. One out, bases empty. Adam Jones, infield single. Machado, a base hit to left field. And with two outs, Trumbo came up to hit. Pitching to Mark Trumbo. Two aboard, two outs. And the pitch. Breaking ball, ground ball toward left field. Base hit. Here's Adam. Rounding third, being waved in. Up the ball, Carrera. Guns it toward the plate. On one bounce, it is too late. The run scores. Trumbo gets it done with two outs. It's a 1-1 game. Yep, 1-1 game until the bottom of inning number three when Manny Machado came up as a leadoff hitter. And here's Manny Machado to get the bottom of the third inning started. Pitch on the way to him. Fly ball, left field. He launches it. Way back there, Manny Machado. Hasta la vista, pelota. Number 10 for him. Orioles ahead, 2-1. How about that? Meanwhile, Gausman had found another big double play ball earlier in the second inning. And then in the third, he gave up a two-out single, but there was no damage done. And then came the fourth inning after Machado had hit that home run. One out, bases empty. Travis got a base hit. And then Martin came up to hit Russell Martin. And again, Kevin Gausman found his best friend. And now the 3-1 delivery. There's a hard hit ground ball. Machado lunging stab. He's got it. On the scope. There's one. Here's the relay. Got him. A fabulous double play. A phenomenal double play. An unbelievable double play. Machado lunging to his right. How he gloved it, I have no idea. And then the feed to scope and the relay. And Kevin Gausman found his best friend again. Indeed. What a double play that was. And eventually in the bottom of the fifth inning, one out. Machado got a walk. He would advance on a wild pitch. And with two outs, that's when Mark Trumbo came up again to swing a bat. And the 2-1 pitch. Fly ball, left field. Mr. Jumbo, way back there. Wave it bye-bye. Isn't that fun?
Wow.
Isn't that fun?
Hung a curveball right there. Didn't want to throw a fastball. As a matter of fact, Bolsinger has yet to throw a fastball this inning, other than a little cut fastball, but didn't get away with that one. That one stayed right in the inner part of the plate, and Trumbo did what he does on those type of pitches.
Yep, he jumboed.
Yep.
He did jumbo. His sixth jumbo so far this season. But the Blue Jays weren't done. Kevin Gausman came out for the sixth. One out, bases empty. Justin came up, and he smoked one. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to him. Fly ball, right center, pretty well hit. Adam Jones on the run, way back at the wall. He's going to jump up, and that ball has left the yard. That's a bases empty home run. Jones came close, but could not get to it. He comes down on the back of the warning track, and looks like he might have shaken himself up a little bit. He's going to limp around, but Smoke has homered to make it a 4-2 game. Yep, 4-2 at that point. Eventually, Buck Showalter did go to the bullpen. Richard Blyer came on to pitch in the seventh inning. Struck out the first man he faced. But then Pilar was able to reach on an error by J.J. Hardy, a throwing error. and then Carrera got a base on balls. Exit Bleier, enter Michael Givens to go to work on Jose Bautista in a two-run game. And Dave and I were talking about Bautista at the time. Now, Bautista, in these situations, has struggled this season. He's hit about 200 with runners in scoring position. It seems like when he does get a hit in these situations, it's a home run. The 2-2 pitch.
Oh,
there's a home run. Way back and left in the corner. If it stays fair, it is gone. A home run. My goodness. Bautista, a three-run home run. Blue Jays ahead 5-4. How about that? It's amazing. Blue Jays had come all the way back, and they'd taken the lead. But then the Orioles came up to hit in the bottom of the seventh inning. One out, bases empty. Chris Davis against the left-hander Aaron Loop got a base hit the opposite field to get aboard. Then another pitching change. Barnes came in to pitch. Trumbo got a base hit. And then Wellington Castillo came up to hit with two aboard. Now, we know about Castillo and what he did last night when he hit a two-run home run to tie it and then a two-run home run to win it in extra innings. Well, guess what? So the count 0-2. Here comes the next one. And there's a high fly ball. My goodness. Well done, Wellington. He has done it again. This time it is a three-run home run. And once again, the Orioles catcher has put his team on top. It is now 7-5, Baltimore.
Wow.
You have got to be kidding me. No, we kid you not. Well done, Wellington, indeed. After that, is at the bullpen. Darren O'Day with a 1-2-3 eighth. And eventually, Brad Albie Brock came in and ended the game. And the pitch to him. Fly ball, deep right center. Smith is racing back. He's at the fence. He's going to jump up. He's going to catch the ball right in front of the groundskeeper's shed. The ball game is over, and the Orioles in the win column again. They've taken 2 out of 2 from the Blue Jays, and the game ends on a long fly ball out. And once again, well done, Wellington. A three-run home run to win the ball game tonight. And now a chance to sweep behind Wade Miley in the finale tomorrow afternoon. Joe Angel back at Camden Yards, and Brad Albie Brock came in tonight, and he picked up his 9th save this season. And that means that Kelly, a leader in benefits and payroll solutions through innovative technology, they will donate another $1,000 to the R. Adams Cowley Shock Trauma Center. Hey, let's go downstairs. Buck Showalter, his post-game comments over on Masson.
What's up? Do you know who George Carlin is?
No. 2 nights in a row.
I'm on a roll. What we got?
Gausman, is that more what you'd like to see from him in that he limited the damage, got out of trouble?
Yeah, I like the way he finished the sixth inning. You know, Kevin's been frustrated. We all know he's capable of better. And, you know, that was, you know, I think we commented about Fulmer over in Detroit. You know, you got to figure out a way to finish that inning against some tough hitters. But I thought the fastball command was a lot better.
When you look at Castillo, is it kind of amazing what he's done offensively? Since
well, in a short period of time, sure. But, you know, that's one of the things that he brought with him was his offensive capabilities. Pretty calm hitter right now. He's not letting guys take him out of the zone much. And, you know, Barnes, I was looking at his numbers before the series in the minor leagues. They're ridiculous. And a lot of he has that late-life fastball if you let him get it up. And very much like Koji, you know, back when Koji threw 91, I thought about similarities. But he, you know, I'm just saying that because Castillo, to get through that high fastball, which is that and the changeup he has, is really bread and butter. He's got wiffle ball numbers in Double A and Triple A behind him. You can see why they like him so much. I think that was, what, his fourth day out of five.
But can this be an outing for Gausman that maybe he builds on?
I hope so. But, you know, that's always convenient, and this means that, and maybe this is going to do this. And times than not, that's how it starts. But there's too many good players up here. Don't care how you've been pitching and how you pitched the last time out. And first inning was big for him. Got a big double play ball, and you know, we let him off the hook a couple situations, but it's more tribute to the pitches they made. But I hope so. But we'll see.
15-3 at home now. How much do you think the team kind of fed off the crowd's energy tonight with a sold-out crowd?
Well, usually after a long trip and a challenging one, it's you're kind of playing on, I don't know what you call it, cruise control or fluid overdrive a little bit with the first game. It's the second game that you really get challenged, and I thought the crowd was big for us tonight. They were into it, and it was a great giveaway. It's a good-looking uniform. I'm usually not a huge – well, some people, some charities will reap a lot of benefits from that jersey tonight. I thought it was one of our better ones, but our giveaway people, they do a great job. I watch all the stuff upstairs in the off-season. I'm going through there that they're deciding what to give away, and I don't know how I got on this subject, but no, the crowd was I thought, instrumental tonight.
Givens is – I know you don't necessarily put stock in individual wins for pitchers, but Givens is 5-0 this year.
Yeah, I think he'd like to give that one to somebody else, I'm sure, knowing Michael. But,
you know, 15-2 in his time here. Is it meaningful? Is that meaningful or is it a fluke?
A lot of time it means you're pitching in the sixth and seventh inning a lot. And if you kind of go back through the math of how that works, but he, I think Michael's more disappointed there. You know, he's, I think Batista was like 0 for 7, 0 for 8 for him coming into that and trying to go down and away and had a fastball leak right over and hit his bat. Of course, his bat hit the ball too. But I don't know, it's tough to take a lot. You really don't like relief pitchers getting a lot of decisions, but sometimes they do when the score's tied or it's extra innings, which makes it tied too, right?
Weeks ago you had said that you one of the last things you worried about was Mark Trumbo kind of finding his swing and finding everything at the plate. Is this kind of what you were talking about?
Yeah, Mark's he's a professional. I mean, he grinds every bat. He can go – I've seen him have three hits and a couple home runs and not have a good at bat, and it's like he hadn't gotten a hit in his whole life. He takes a lot of pride in delivering what people, you know, expect of him, and that's why he's so easy to trust with the type of commitment we made to him.
Anticipating any roster moves tomorrow?
I don't think so, but we're in a position to make one if we need to in the morning if somebody, comes in here not feeling as well as we project them to, and because it's a short flight, a short drive over from Norfolk, they could probably make it for game time.
All right, that's the Skip Buck Showalter, his post-game comments over on Mass. And I'll tell you what, Dave Johnson, Trumbo, his second consecutive three-hit game. I think Buck is right. I think Michael Givens would give that victory, I think, to Kevin Gausman if he could. Kevin did give the club a chance to win this game tonight, although he wasn't really all that good in the game, a little bit fortuitous in his start. I'll tell you what, though, Manny Machado gave Kevin Gausman a chance to give the Orioles a chance to win with that phenomenal play, that double play that he started at third base.
Yeah, and there were some times, even some of the other guys talking about Scope and Hardy up the middle, you know, turning double plays on with bases loaded, and Manny's play where man on first and starts a double play clear the base. Look, defense plays a big part. Sometimes it doesn't look as glaring as other times, but tonight, I know Kevin only gave up two runs. I just don't think he still pitched well, and to me, I'm not so sure that he went in the right direction tonight. It was another game of, okay, that's not the Kevin Gausman that we saw at times last year somewhat consistently. So I don't see an injury situation. Is it a lack of confidence? I don't think that's it either. It doesn't. I don't see the look in his eye to where he looks like he's questioning himself or scared or anything like that. It's just he's just not making enough quality pitches. And to me, I'll wear out the record and make it a broken record. His stuff is too good to be giving up the amount of hits that he gives up. It just is.
Well, we'll see if it changes.
Well, we'll have to wait a couple days.
He's going to seek his level.
No doubt about that.
He's going to find it.
Yes, he will.
Might
not be the level we want.
Hey, you got Tom Davis next, right?
I do. Tom's right, over so there getting ready. We're going to have a little
coffee.
Show.
Get a cup of coffee. Yeah. Right. Again, tomorrow, the finale, 1:35, pregame information, all getting underway, 1 p.m. tomorrow on the network. Until then, Joe Angel for Dave Johnson and Kevin Zwicker, a job well done. Again, the final score, Orioles again in the win column. And again, it was well done, Wellington, with a game-winning home run. They beat the Blue Jays 7-5. This is the Orioles Radio Network.